For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping met with visiting German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Thursday evening in Beijing. The two sides have agreed to maintain a sound, stable, and sustained comprehensive strategic partnership. Xi Jinping called on China and Germany to consolidate trust, accommodate their respective core interests and major concerns. He urged Germany to help facilitate China-EU personnel exchanges and speed up negotiation on a China-EU investment treaty. Merkel in turn vowed to boost bilateral trade, industrial and financial cooperation, and participate in the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative and the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Merkel scheduled to fly with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang on Friday to Hefei in the eastern province of Anhui, where Merkel will visit a local family and a village school. A Chinese Defense Ministry spokesperson has slammed Japan's long-term tracking, surveillance, and disturbance of China's ships and aircraft. Yang Yujun said that Japan's actions compromise the navigational safety of Chinese ships and aircraft and could easily trigger security risks between China and Japan. The Japanese Defense Ministry's joint staff claimed on October 19th that Japanese Air Self-Defense Force fighter jets were scrambled against Chinese aircraft 231 times in the April to September period, 24 times more than a year earlier. Yang said that the Chinese military planes enjoy freedom of overflight in the airspace and urged Japan to stop hampering this freedom. The vice chair of China's Central Military Commission, Fang Chenglong, is set to visit India and Pakistan in mid-November. It's been announced that Fang's visit will aim to strengthen military exchanges between the two countries, safeguarding regional peace and stability. At the same time, Chinese Defense Minister Chang Wanchuan is going to attend the third ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus in Kuala Lumpur from Monday to Thursday. The meeting involves defense ministers from the 10 ASEAN nations and their regional dialogue partners, including Australia, China, Japan, India, South Korea, New Zealand, Russia, and the United States. China aims to finish building three satellite systems before 2020. The systems for remote sensing, communications, and navigation will be able to provide a stable service. The three systems are designed to meet demands for different industries to ensure national security. Among the three systems, the communications satellite system will be used for broadband internet, mobile telecommunications, and live television broadcast. In the meantime, China will further improve the service capabilities of its Beidou navigation satellite system, a domestic alternative to the U.S.-operated GPS. Egypt received four F-16 fighter jets from the United States as part of the continuing U.S. military aid to the country. Egypt's military said the four jets are equipped with advanced fighting and raiding capabilities. In July, Egypt received eight F-16 jets together with follow-up support, maintenance, and training for Egyptian pilots and ground crew. The U.S. had frozen parts of its $1.3 billion U.S. dollars in annual military aid to Egypt since July 2013. The two countries' ties have improved since former military chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi took office in mid-2014. Portuguese authorities have been informed that refugees fleeing the Syrian civil war are set to arrive in Portugal on November 7th. After 9 months of waiting, the European Union has authorized the transfer of the first group of 45 refugees to Portugal. Refugees will be provided with housing, money, transportation, food, and power supplies after they arrive in Portugal. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees estimates that 150,000 Syrians have sought asylum in the European Union. In the meantime, member states have pledged to grant asylum for another 33,000 Syrian refugees. Portugal has agreed to host over 4,500 refugees in the next 2 years. The population of Britain is projected to reach 70 million by 2027. Data from the country's Office for National Statistics shows the number will increase by nearly 10 million over the next 25 years, from an estimated 65 million last year to 75 million in 2039. Among the population, net migration into Britain will account for more than half of the projected increase. The population is also projected to continue aging, with the average age rising from 40 years last year to 41 years 10 years later. Over 1 in 12 of the population living in Britain will be aged 80 by 2039. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.